Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Watch your thoughts. If you watch your thoughts, because they become words. Say words. Words. Now listen, watch your words because they become actions. Think about some of the things that come out of our mouth. Then they what? Become action. Something takes place. Then watch your actions because they become habits. How many of you know habits can be broken? But you can break a habit if you're what? Diligent about it. And you say, you know what? I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to do this instead. I know somebody who's not eating carbs, and they say, I'm not eating carbs till a certain date. That takes a lot. It takes a lot to say, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution and still be on it on January the 2nd. How many of you know that's true? All right, listen. Watch your habits because they become your character. I don't want to be a character. I want to have character. And the last one was this. Watch your character because it becomes your destiny or it becomes your life. Amen? I'm telling you, it all starts with what goes on in our head. That's why the Bible says, renew your mind how often? Daily. We've got to renew it daily. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. But if I would renew the Word of God on a daily basis, my God, my life would not be the same. Amen? Now, Hebrews 10:23. You got your microphone there, babe? Would you read that for me? Hebrews 10:23. How many remember what Hebrews 11:6 says? Without faith, it's impossible. So now if I want to please God, how many of you want to please God in your life? Then I know I need what to please Him. So if I know I need faith to please Him, what am I going to go do? Find some faith. And the Bible says all of us have been given what? A measure of faith. All of us have faith, but you have to develop what? Your faith.
So let us seize and hold fast.
Okay, hold on. Seize. Say seize it. Now, if you're going to see something, what are you going to do? I'm going to grab a hold of it, not let go of it. Amen. Seize it and what? Keep going.
Hold fast.
All right. Hold on to it. I got a hold of something that's good, that's life-changing, and I'm what? I'm holding on to it, not letting go. See, I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go of Jesus. Are you letting go of Jesus? Absolutely, positively not. Go ahead, babe.
And retain.
Once you got it, what do you do with it? Retain it. Hold on to it. I'm not letting go. Keep going.
Without wavering, the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For He who has promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to His word.
Anybody else you know like that? I don't know any human being, nobody, who is exactly what the word said about God. Now, the Bible also said, thank you, babe, it said in there about wavering. If you don't have to turn there, but in James, it said those that what? Waver, the Bible calls them double-minded. My mind has been renewed every day and will continue to be based on what God's Word says about me and about God and about Jesus Christ and about the Holy Ghost. This is the foundation. Say, this is it. This is the foundation. I'm going to build on. Say, I'm building on this. You can't build on your culture. Your culture will fail you. You can't build on the words of men. People change their mind. They change their thoughts. People will say anything to get elected or anything to get money out of your pocket. But I'm here to tell you, this will not change. It just said what? The promise is. Say the promise is. What God has promised will what? Always come to pass. But you and I have to know what the promises are and by faith do what? Believe them no matter what. Now listen to the translation. We've done this before. And let us hold fast to our confession. Because when you read it in the King James, it says profession. It literally means confession. Now, what's a confession? Something we say out of our mouth. Am I right? Say, out of my mouth. I'm going to confess. All right. I'm going to confess, tightly wrapping my arms around it and embracing it with all my might, rejecting any attempts of anyone who might try to come and steal it. Amen? Listen to me now. Faith is not believing. Say this out loud. Faith. It's not believing that God can, but that He will, and He's already done it. Now, without faith, you can't do what? Can't please God. So faith says what? It's not believing that God can. It's what? He already has. Amen? Glory to God. Listen to me now. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, if I can put it this way to you. Our life is lived by faith. We do not live by what we see in front of us. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved only by what I believe. See, there's two kinds of faith, the sense realm faith or faith in the Word of God. The sense realm says, when I see it, then I'll believe it. But what does the other crowd say, who's a crowd built on the foundation of God's Word? I'll believe it, and then I'll see it. It's throughout the Word of God. Amen. Listen to this now. Proverbs 8:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Wow. Now listen now. If you want to change your life, how many of you want to change your life? How many of you want me to tell you how to do it? Change your confession. Change what you're saying. Change what you're saying about your hubby. Change what you're saying about your wife. Change what you're saying about your children. Change what you're saying about your job. Amen. Change everything in your mouth, and everything that comes out, let it line up with the Word of God. I've got the best wife anybody could have. I have the best husband anybody could have. My kids will be kids that will grow up and will be in society and make a difference in society. I'm telling you, say out of your mouth what your expectation is. Stop saying what you see with your eyes. He's a bum. Well, you got a bum because you said that. Don't say that about him. Why did I ever marry him? I don't know. But you did. I don't know why I ever had kids. How foolish that is to say that out of your mouth. If God's blessed you with children, speak blessing over them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just talking common sense stuff. You want to change your life? What do you change? Because where is the miracle? Right inside of our mouth. Say it's in my mouth. Listen to Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for we have need of patience. Say patience. See, if we don't get something right away, what happens? We give up on it. And if we don't get it now, what do? We lack the patience to believe God's word to be true over the long haul. How do we get a miracle? It's in our what? We've got to say it. Now, I've said this so many times, but listen to me again. The enemy, who has no power over you and I, who waits around for our words to be spoken, knows that if he can keep our mouth closed or saying the wrong thing, he doesn't have to do anything. Go to Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel comes to a man named who? Say Zechariah. Look in the first chapter of Luke's gospel and verse number 7, if you don't mind. They had no child, for Elizabeth was barren, and both were far advanced in years. But what was he doing? He was praying that God would what? Give him and his wife what? A son. All right, now listen to me. And look what happens when the angel shows up. Verse 13. And the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you'll call his name what? John, because God is favorable." That's what it means. "And you shall have joy and delight, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great," wow, "distinguished in the sight of the Lord, and he must drink no wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with and controlled by" what? That's what God's desire is for you and I, to be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit, in and from his mother's womb. "And he will turn back and cause to return many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God." He keeps going. Now listen, verse 17. "And he will himself go before him in the spirit of power of Elijah to turn back the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient and incredulous and unpersuadable to the wisdom of the upright, which is the knowledge and the holy love of the will of God, in order to make ready for the Lord a people perfectly prepared in spirit, adjusted and disposed and placed in right moral state." Now listen to what he says. What's the job of Zechariah? in the natural here. What is he? High priest. What does he do? Goes in once a year into the Holy of Holies and pleads on behalf of all the people. Once a year he does this. So he didn't get there by passing some written test. He got there because God's hand was on his life. He was God's man to fulfill the Old Testament covenant. Are you hearing me now? Say, the man of God should know better. Listen to what it says now. Verse 18. And Zechariah said to the angel, where did the angel come from? The presence of God. The presence of God. That's where he came from. So if he was in the presence of God, who was he hearing from? But what shall I know and be sure of this? So he all of a sudden begins to open his mouth and what? Confess, because he was saying a prayer before, but he wasn't believing it. He got into the sense realm, faith. Let me read this now. I think God's going to give you a revelation as I read it for yourself. But what shall I know and be sure of this? For I am old, and my wife is well advanced in years. God, I need a sign. The sign is, Zechariah, that the angel Gabriel came from the presence of God and just spoke to you your future. But like so many of us from the pulpit all the way back, when something happens we've been praying for, the first words out of our mouth is, I don't believe it. Wonderful. Hebrews 10:23 says, grab a hold of the promises of God. Don't let them go. Don't let anybody rip them out of your arms or out of your heart. But hear a man of God who was praying and believing that God had in a place and a position of authority. My wife is well advanced in years. Now listen to what Gabriel says. And the angel replied to him, I stand in the very presence of God, and I've been sent to talk to you and to bring you this good news. But, say but, now behold, you will be and will continue to be silent and not able to speak till the day when these things take place. Because you have not believed what I told you, but my words of a kind which will be fulfilled in the appointed and proper time. And what happened to him? Listen to me now. If you and I are not going to believe by faith what God's word says and confess and believe what God's word says, our words will cut us off from the blessings of God. When the word of God comes from the presence of God, when the Spirit of God comes from the presence of God, and we reject what the Word of God is saying because our confession says opposite of the Word, we'll get what our confession is. God had to close Zechariah's mouth because he would have fouled and messed up the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. But God steps in, shuts our mouth up from saying something opposite and contrary to the Word of God. There are many times I've been discouraged in my wife, in life, and in the ministry. And sometimes we want to say, who needs this? But the Holy Ghost grabs a hold of our confession, and we confess every Sunday morning is the best Sunday morning ever. Every youth meeting, every pillars group, every men's breakfast, every woman's breakfast, every time we gather together, it's going to be the best and the greatest time. And that's what we confess out of our mouth. Hallelujah. We've got to guard our confession. Say, guard our confession.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.